Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast, episode 61. I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro. And this week, the Eagles will spend their time in Mobile, Alabama, the site of the Senior Bowl, a really critical week for the Eagles and every personnel director and every scout and coach in the National Football League. Joined now by Eagles Vice President of Player Personnel, Joe Douglas. And Joe, what happens at the Senior Bowl? Why is it so important?
It's important because the best players in the country in college football come down. They compete on a daily basis, and it's just great to get them all together, competing through one-on-ones, through individual drills, through team drills. You get to see a person's competitive makeup.
So what is the importance of practice versus the game in one of these All-Star games? Do you really care about the game, or do you care more about practice?
Oh, no. The practice and the games, it's all a piece of the bigger puzzle. It's great to see how they prepare. It's great to see how they take coaching. It's great to see them go through just the mundane things in practice. And then the game, to see them put it all together. You want to see them perform against the best guys.
Do you go down there with a list, like kind of a pre-list of order or certain players that you really want to hit, that you really want to meet? How's it work?
Once you get to this game, every player is a top-level player in college football. So pretty much you know that you're seeing the best of the best. And when it comes to senior players, we come down, we split up the team into position groups. Our scouts evaluate different position groups. They come back, they give us their rankings, their report on each individual player, how they've done through the week.
And so this is all about the college draft. There is still the matter of the free agency and building this roster. And look, the Eagles were 7-9 last year, close games, couldn't win in the fourth quarter. What do you think of this football team?
You know, like you said, this team had played a lot of close games. At the end of the day, 7-9 is not acceptable for anyone here, nor should be acceptable for any fan of the Philadelphia Eagles. We know that we were in a lot of close games. We know we've got work to do. This is a good start to the offseason, getting down to these All-Star games, talking about UFAs with our pro scouts. It's going to be a huge offseason.
Joe, you came in last May after the draft. As you look back on the year and the draft class that Howie put together, what do you think of that group?
You know, I think with the maneuvering that Howie did, the creativity to go from where he was originally in the draft all the way up to two, to get your franchise quarterback, to get guys like Samalo, to get guys like Vitae, to get guys like Smallwood. There's a lot of pieces of the puzzle for the future for us to add in this past draft. I think it was a very big success for Howie.
How do you feel about this roster, Joe?
You know, I think this roster has talent. I think this roster has a lot of talent on both sides of the ball, offense and defense. Right now, we're going through the process of unrestricted free agency prep, draft prep. We're trying to add to the roster, add competition to the roster, and add the best people we can add.
Howie has said the Eagles want to build around Carson Wentz. So can I assume safely that the Eagles will look to bring in players at wide receiver, players at running back, supplement the offensive line, really address that side of the football?
You know, I can definitely tell you that we're going to talk about every position. We're excited to bring the right type of people. So we're going to try to upgrade any spot that we deem can be upgraded.
Playing coy with me. I understand how it works here in the NFL. Tell me about Carson and what you saw in year one.
There is some exciting progress from Carson. You know, for him to start the entire season without playing a majority of the preseason, and for him to play as well as he played, that's a great testament to him. And it starts with his love of the game, his will to win, his preparation on a daily basis, to see him push through adversity, to see him come back from games where things weren't going his way and put us in position to tie or win in the fourth quarter. It was great to see how mentally tough Carson is.
Joe, you put together some great teams in Baltimore. What is the key to winning consistently and sustaining that?
You know, I think it starts with people. It starts with the type of mindset you bring in. High character guys, guys that love football, guys that are obsessed with winning, guys that are mentally, physically tough.
Joe, the defensive side of the ball, some improvement in 2016 over the previous couple of seasons. What do you see on that side of the ball?
You know, I think Coach Schwartz brings in the right kind of mindset, his aggressive mindset, and I think it permeated to the rest of the team. And I think there's a lot of building blocks on that side of the ball, and we're looking forward to getting to the offseason and attacking it and adding to that group.
Is this your favorite time of the year, Joe? As a personnel evaluator, is this kind of go time for you?
Absolutely. Once the season ends, you're excited about the offseason and improving your team. This is a great time of year because there's a lot of avenues to improve your team. It starts with unrestricted free agency and then finishes up with the draft.
I've got a list of five names in front of me, players that you've signed to future reserved contracts. And first of all, how does this work with these five players? When do you work them out? And then what are you looking for?
You know, we work these guys out in the back half of the season. And a lot of these guys start on our short list. And those are guys that are on the street as free agents. Some guys that we acquired from the practice squad. That starts with Dwayne Joseph, our director of pro scouting, and his staff putting together a great ready list of players. We work these guys out. We get them in the building. We can see them move around. We can get to know them a little bit better, talk to them, get a feel for them. After the season is done, we're allowed to sign them as reserve futures. time.
Can you give me a little bio, a little update on these players? Dallas Thomas, formerly a third-round draft pick.
Yeah, Dallas Thomas, former third-round draft pick out of the University of Tennessee. Started 16 games for the Dolphins in 2015. He's a guy that has size, he has feet, he has explosive traits. We're very excited about him coming in on a workout. He did a great job for us. We're excited about him in the future.
Andrew Bonnet, who is here as a practice squad fullback, formerly a teammate of Carson at North Dakota State.
Yeah, Andrew was here for a while. Andrew's tough as nails. You love the competitor. He knows how to win. He's from a great program. You like the saltiness. He brings the ruggedness and the toughness.
And wide receiver Dom Williams, I got to tell you, never heard of the guy. Don't know anything about him.
Dom was an undrafted free agent out of Washington State, signed by the Chargers. He was on their practice squad all of last year. Dom is a tall guy. He's 6'2 plus. He runs a mid-4.4s. Excellent length. He has a big catch radius, very good ball skills. We're excited about adding him to the mix of wideout and letting him compete.
At guard, maybe center, Josh Laribius, who played a lot in Washington. It seems odd that he would be out of a job last year.
Right. No, Josh was a third round pick out of Southern Methodist by the Washington Redskins. Undersized guard center with very good athletic ability. He came around midseason on his workout. Everyone really enjoyed being around him. He's got a great personality. He loves ball. We're excited about him getting a chance to come in here.
And then Mitchell White, a cornerback.
So Mitchell White is from Michigan State. He's coming here via the CFL. So a similar situation to Aaron Grimes, if fans may remember. Mitchell was a player, was a corner for Ottawa. He's a young man that is a high-level competitor, guy that can play nickel, he can play outside, he shows ball skills, and he is a high-level competitor.
Joe, another player the Eagles signed, very familiar to the fan base, was here for a preseason. Rashid Bailey, who is late of the Chargers.
Rashid Bailey was here 2 years ago, had a very good preseason, and a guy that has route skill, a guy that has ball skills, a guy that we're excited to have back.
Have you ever struck gold on any of these guys in your past, Joe?
Off the top of my head, we've had a lot of success after the draft as far as signing guys in reserve futures back in Baltimore. We were able to sign James Harrison around this time of year with the Ravens back when we had the NFL Europe, and he went over to NFL Europe, and he's gone on to have a great career.
Indeed, he has. Well, Joe, good luck in Mobile, Alabama. Is it a fun time for you down there?
Oh, it was a very fun time. Phil Savage does a tremendous job organizing the Senior Bowl. You know, just getting down there, seeing the crop of players, getting with the staff, getting with the scouts, just getting on the same page and watching the guys compete. It's a fun week.
Does it feel like to you, Joe, that there's a lot of time between now and when free agency begins?
No, I feel like I was just sitting at the desk with you a day ago. It feels like time's moved that fast, so I'm sure it's going to feel like the draft is here tomorrow.
Hey, Joe, good luck and thanks for joining.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
That is Joe Douglas, Vice President of Player Personnel, joining us on the Eagles Live podcast. I'm insider Dave Spadaro. Thanks to Brian Thomas for putting this all together. Thanks to you for joining us on the Eagles Live podcast. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
EAGLES!